Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What is this?
The Cure.
I like The Cure, but this is... I like The Cure from late 80s, and I think this is more early 90s.
I think this is 80s.
It was the first, I shouldn't say the first, but I had a, remember the 12-inch singles? They would remix songs.
Right.
It was the full-size album, but it was just one or two songs. It was a song remixed, and this was like unheard of. I was probably, it was like 1986 or 87, and I loaned my Cure Close to You 12-inch single to a girl that I liked. And that was the only entree that I needed. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Let her hold the old 12-incher.
Hey-o! That's game right there, though, right? Like, back in the 80s, 90s?
Back in the 80s. So, like, Close to You comes on the radio or whatever from The Cure. And I'm like, oh, I've got the 12-inch single. Because it just, like, it wasn't, you know what I mean? You had to go to a record store. They had to have imports, and you know, it was like, oh, I've got the 12-inch single. I've got a version of this song that you love, Close to You. I've got a version you've never heard before.
Damn.
Boom.
That's game right there.
That's game.
Yeah.
Long for those days.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome, mother.
Voice of Jimmy. He's off today. I love those days where you'd go to the record store, you'd buy an album, no one else would have it. It wasn't like, oh, there's a billion of them, you know, it's the 12-inch single, maybe they stocked one or two. Unlike today, where my son texted me the new Ski Mask, the Slump God single that just dropped, just texted it to me. So I've got the song on my text.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so, it devalues, and it happens to be a good song. It devalues music that I can just text you a song or a link, or I can go to YouTube and search, you know, Ski Mask remixes. 8,000 people have remixed the song already. And you know what I mean? Like, back in the day, you'd go to Record City, wasn't even in Highland Park where I was growing up. You had to drive to Riverwoods. You'd go to Record City, you'd go through all the stacks of wax, find a record that might interest you. Might have two songs you like and seven you don't. But you spent that $9, you brought it home, you loved it.
And that's all you could listen to. I mean, what's the fun in that? How many times can you listen to the same song
That was the beauty of it, though. An artist would come out with new music every few years. You'd search the record store to see if there was an import of a live album that maybe, you know, I don't know, Asia was playing a concert in Europe, and there's a live recording. You didn't even know it existed. How would you know? You go through the imports. Ah, time of your life. It was a simpler time, young Solana. It was a simpler time.
Listen, man, I put together burned CDs to give out to the ladies. I mean, there's nothing more romantic than burning on LimeWire a 12-track CD to give out to express your love to somebody. Nothing more romantic.
Because making a cassette for someone, you didn't just import the song onto a thing. You had to record it in real time. It wasn't like, hey, I'm going to drag this song onto the CD for you. I'm going to drag this song. No. Let me get this song. I'm going to record it while I listen to it because it only happens in real time. And then you get to the end of the tape and you're looking at it. You're like, will it fit this final song or is the tape going to run out? Do I need to start the next side of the tape?
Burn a 12-track CD, put a little heart on it, wrap it up, gift it. Dunzo, right there, in the bag. Put a little Drake Take Care on there. I mean, Hawk, that's love. That's a love language.
You guys have ruined everything. And when I say you guys, I just mean technology. Ruined everything. Social media ruined everything. The ease of getting music has ruined everything. Television shows. Oh, you miss an episode? On demand. Here it is. Oh, you're not home? That's okay. Watch it on your phone. What? I'm bringing the video store with me wherever I go? It's enough already. It's too much. If I could go back to any time right now in history, I'd go back to 1986. A sophomore in high school. Time of my life.
When'd you get to UM? Like 89?
87. I think. I graduated in high school 87, so.
That doesn't make any sense. You just said 1986, you were a sophomore in high school.
All right, I was a freshman or a junior. I don't know. I graduated high school in 87. I graduated, what, in like May? So then June, July, August, September. So I probably started in like September of 87 at UM.
Do you remember like your first night out in Miami as a college kid? Your parents leave, you've moved into the dorm. Your first night out, where you went. I'm fascinated by stuff like that. Like,
yeah, I don't. It was probably Coconut Grove. What happened was my roommate at Pearson, I lived in Pearson Mahoney, which still exists. My roommate was Barry, the ticket wizard.
Yeah.
Just randomly assigned. Well, he happened to be a sophomore. I was a freshman. He happened to be a sophomore, just kind of through a clerical error. And so he was already friends with Lebitard and the rest of the crew that I was hanging out with. So I had this benefit or luxury of being like, you know, immediately inserted into a group of guys that weren't freshmen. So I'm guessing we went to Coconut Grove, went to the tavern.
The tavern.
I had to have had a fake ID, I guess, because it was I was probably 17. It looked 11.
Weighed 92 pounds. I've seen pictures of
if
you, bro.
That.
Weighed 92 pounds.
And Barry probably weighed 95 pounds.
That is impossible. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture. Yeah, it was crazy. Anyway, what were we talking about? Crowder's off today, and Jimmy's out today as well. Solana and I are here. The schedule for the week, by the way, Thursday, we're at Amerant Bank Arena for the Panthers. Friday, we're at Gulfstream Park. because coming up this Saturday is the Florida Derby. We'll be at Gulfstream on Friday. I'll tell you what, let's do headlines here as we reminisce about the 80s. Let's do, what year were you born?
Me?
Yeah.
94.
94.
94.
Holy mackerel. 1994. I think I was living at the name of the Summers Creek. Is that the name of the apartment? It was out by the, I think, Financial Amphitheater, which was Coral Sky Amphitheater. 94. Maybe Summers Creek. I think that was the name of it.
I'm like, you already moved out of
Haverhill Road. What's that?
You had already moved out of K-Town?
Yeah, I lived in Kendall only 1 year. That was my senior year of UM. Lived at Knob Hill, right across from Chicken Haven, maybe? A place called Chicken Haven?
I think Knob Hill still exists. That community
still
exists. It
does. I've talked about it before, and people have told me, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I want to know if the handyman, Fermin, is still the handyman, because we had to call him a lot.
You're just not built for Kendall life. So it makes sense. You only spent 1 year there. You're not built tough for Kendall.
Yeah, I had a, that was my senior year. We lived at Knob Hill, me and several guys. And then I got hired by the Belglade radio station, WBGF. That had to have been what, like 91 or 92. So I moved up to West Palm Beach and would drive out to Belglade every day.
What was your radio name when you
Mark Elliott.
Mark Elliott.
Mark Elliott.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. I need to hear some of your stuff from like your first year in radio as Mark Elliott.
Crazy. Like, it's so cringe. You can't even like it's really tough to get through. I have cassettes. Remember about a year ago, I bought a cassette player. I bought a Walkman because I wanted to listen to some of my old cassettes.
Yeah, an Ambien purchase.
Great purchase, though.
Yeah.
But I found out real quickly as I was jogging with it or whatever that, well, A, you couldn't forward through songs easily, and B, the mixtapes that I had made didn't hold up as much as I thought they were going to. And so, yeah. But I could listen to some of my old cassettes, like my old air checks. I would never. It's just way too cringy.
Couple notes from today. Mike McDaniel, he spoke at the NFL owners meetings. You saw a picture of all the NFL head coaches out there today.
Yep.
No Bill Belichick for the first time in, what, 20-plus years?
How about that?
Yeah, it was weird.
He didn't see that coming.
Nope. Mike McDaniel was rocking his jumpsuit.
Looks good as always.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Looked like
a cream color.
A cream colored jumpsuit. Looked like he was ready to go to the gym right after. Right? Go do a little cardio right after the NFL owners meetings. He did say
he's wearing a hat too. I saw Tobin point that out on Twitter. He's not usually like a hat guy unless he's on the sideline, but not even often on the sideline. He was wearing a hat today at his media availability.
Yeah, you're right. He's got the comb over going always. Nice.
Yeah, he's got the, you know, like the mashed down greasy lid.
Yeah. Got the real greasy gel in there, comb over, always rocking the glasses. It's true. Was rocking a hat.
Hanging around Chris Greer too long.
Chris Greer wasn't at or didn't take the picture with the rest of the NFL GMs. He was one of the NFL GMs missing from the picture, which was a big bummer because Chris Greer in the suit with the hat combo is always a sight. It's always a
pleasure. One of our favorite things every year.
Yeah.
He rocks the suit and hat combo better than most people rock either one.
Nah, it's his thing. Like that's his look, and he rocks it. You can't even hate on him. He rocks it. So McDaniel said he expects Tua to be present at OTAs as they continue their contract negotiations. His quote was, "I do expect him to be in OTAs because of my working relationship with Tua. And for 2 years, I've watched him gain some unbelievable residuals towards the season in that process. It's part of the reason Tua is who he is because he's always learning, never staying the same, and always working on his craft."
All right. Well, give him a Give him a big old contract then.
Yeah. OTAs April 15th. McDaniel, I know we talked about it briefly, but says he plans to continue calling plays this season. McDaniel said there's no timetable for Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips' return. And then, if you hadn't seen this by now, he confirmed that Miami did make an official offer to Odell Beckham Jr. The two sides remain in contact on a potential deal. Quote, things went great with him. We did make an offer. Business takes time.
All right. NFL announced today the Dolphins have been granted marketing rights through the Global Markets Program to three new countries, Argentina, Colombia, and Mexico.
Yeah. They're everywhere, the Dolphins. They're in Brazil. They're in Europe, a couple different countries in Europe. Now they're expanding to South America. No love for Uruguay, but whatever. You know.
Nobody has the international rights to Uruguay?
Nobody.
You sure?
I'm 100% sure.
All right.
Yeah. A little disrespectful. So what do they do? I mean, do they set up offices down there when they do these? Like,
I would imagine.
Right? They set up offices and what, they're marketing out there nonstop?
So they get the marketing rights to that country. So I'm assuming they would have a game there. Like if there's a game in Mexico, then I believe Dolphins would be the home team. And I don't know what, you know, it all means, but each team has been granted certain different countries with their international rights. So.
The Miami Heat, they went 1-1 over the weekend. They were blown out by the Pelicans on Friday night. Miserable game. But then they blew out the Cavs yesterday, 121-84. They were up 45 points in that game. Did you end up betting Cavs plus like 40?
No. So I did look at it, though, when they were up a lot. I did look at it, and the highest that I could get was Cavs plus 24.5. And I think the Heat were up like 32 at that point. And so I thought to myself, okay, can the Heat hold on to this ridiculous lead? Because everyone's going to sit. And the thing that prevented me from making the bet was Cleveland couldn't do anything.
Nothing.
Wasn't like the Heat were just the Globetrotters out there. Whatever Cleveland tried to do, it wasn't working. And I don't know if that was the second night of a back-to-back for them. I don't know if they spent Saturday night in Miami, which might explain it. Ultra was going on at spring break. Like, I don't know. But something said to me, and I don't make many good gambling decisions, but something said to me, Cleveland just doesn't have anything going tonight, and so I'm not going to take the points.
Coach Spo, man, yesterday, it was so funny. The Heat, they're on like a 17-6 run to open up the third quarter, and he just puts this lineup out there. Cleveland can't score. I mean, they're putting in Marcus Morris to try to help them score at this point. Darius Garland sitting on the bench.
Air balls.
He's shooting air balls. Coach Spo puts out this lineup, Hawk. Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, DeLon Wright, Caleb Martin, and Haywood Highsmith. I mean, five defensive stoppers. And he was just torturing the Cavs by
just
doing
that. Just having a
little
fun.
Just having
Let's
fun.
Have a little fun.
Yeah, yep. Just tortured the Cavs yesterday. And they couldn't score. Just could not score on that lineup. So Miami, they're in the sixth spot, or excuse me, they're in the seventh spot, half game back to the Pacers. They host the Warriors tomorrow, 7:30. Bro, the Warriors right now, Hawk, are only one game away from being taken out of the playoffs totally. They have the 10th seed,
Wild.
And the Rockets are a game back of them right now. They lost to Minnesota the other night. So they're literally fighting for their playoff lives at the moment.
Somebody texts in, Mark Elliott, your initials are so fitting. M-E-H. Meh.
Meh. That's you. Meh.
That is me. Meh.
The Florida Panthers, they went 1-1 over the weekend as well. They lost in a shootout to the Rangers 4-3 Saturday. So that had made it four straight losses for the Cats. But then they beat the Flyers yesterday 4-1, snapping a four-game losing streak. They have 11 games remaining on their schedule. They get the Bruins tomorrow. Two top teams in the Atlantic Division tied with 97 points. Cats have played one less game, but a big one tomorrow at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers Bruins 7 p.m.
We were trying to figure out earlier in the show when Shohei is going to speak and what the whole press conference will look like. So according to Fox, Shohei Ohtani will not be taking questions from the media. He is going to read from a prepared statement, and that's going to be at 2:45 Pacific time. So 5:45 Eastern time.
Perfect. Yeah, there was no way this dude was going to go up there and start taking questions from the media. He doesn't do that. Didn't do it with the
He doesn't speak English very well.
And doesn't speak English, right? Yeah. How about this, Hawk? Jim Harbaugh, so he's been praising his former quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, a ton lately. Just praising and praising.
Didn't he say he had the best pro day in the history of athletics?
Yeah, so he doubled down. He said at today's league meetings that McCarthy's pro day was the best he's ever seen. Quote, I think he plays quarterback the best of any quarterback in the draft. Now, they have Justin Herbert, but I did see that McCarthy is plus, I think it was 9 or 10,000 to get drafted by the Chargers. I mean, maybe he wants his boy. Maybe he wants his boy.
No. It's one thing when you have Josh Rosen as your quarterback and Kyler Murray is available. It's another thing when you have Justin Herbert as your quarterback. But he's doing him a solid. He's definitely increasing his draft scope.
Yeah. Yesterday, the U.S. men's national team beat Mexico in the CONCACAF Nations League final 2-0. Tyler Adams opened the scoring with a ridiculous 30-yard strike. Just an absolute golazo. Mexico hasn't beaten the U.S. since September of 2019. That's the U.S. men's national team's third straight CONCACAF Nations League title.
If you were watching that game last night on Paramount Plus, that was our friend Chris Whittingham on the call.
And delivered.
Very high-profile gig.
Yeah, delivered a classic call on that Tyler Adams goal, too.
Called it a banger.
It was. Absolute banger. Canes baseball, they beat Notre Dame in extras yesterday, but they had lost the first two, so they avoided a three-game sweep. UM-FIU rematch tomorrow, 6 p.m. at FIU Baseball Stadium.
Let's go. I will meet you down there.
All right, perfect. I'll be at the Kaseya Center.
I'll be at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Inter-Miami, they got blown out by the New York Red Bulls 4-0 on Saturday. Former Inter-Miami striker Lewis Morgan got a hattie against his former team. Messi didn't play. They were missing like eight guys. It was a torrential downpour the entire game. Inter-Miami drops a 3-1-2, still second place in the East with 10 points. They're off until this coming Sábado.
All right.
I don't know how much you paid attention to the tournament over the weekend, Hawk, but the Sweet 16.
I did watch some of the games. I've kind of enjoyed some of this tournament.
The Houston game was exciting as hell. Got forced into overtime with the buzzer beater three, and then Houston ended up holding on to win.
How about Grand Canyon last night against Alabama?
Yeah.
That was another good one until it got to overtime. And then
it wasn't a good one. I mean, it was close, and it went into overtime, but there was a stretch where neither team scored for like 12 minutes.
Yeah, it was funny.
So the Sweet 16 is set, and record viewership has been announced for the NCAA men's basketball tournament. 9 million viewers across CBS, TBS, TNT, and True TV through Saturday's second round games was the best ever at this point.
Dusty May, FAU basketball coach, is on his way to Michigan.
Yeah.
Pretty high profile job there.
Made sense. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised that he came back for this season because his stock was at an all time high after their Final Four appearance last season. Surprised he came back this season, and wish him well at Michigan.
They tried to keep him. They threw him the bag last year. 10-year extension.
They gave him like a 20-year contract.
Yeah. And he made $1.25 million this past season, plus a $25,000 bonus for making the tourney. But I have a good feeling Michigan.
I think it's over $3 million, his salary. Yeah. I think it's 5 years, so I think it's like a $15 million plus contract.
Yeah, I had a pretty good feeling Michigan was going to be able to throw him the bag. No issues there.
Yeah.
All right, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy today in South Florida. Might rain here in Miami a little bit later, around 80 degrees. That is your weather.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, I'll start with Chuck here. Chuck in Miami Gardens.
What they do, what they do.
That's for you, Crowder.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Just reading something that Adam Beasley wrote at ProFootballNetwork.com. You got the NFL meetings going on in Orlando. Because we were talking about Tua, and I kind of flippantly said at the top of the hour, like, well, give him a contract then. Beasley wrote a story. He's up there in Orlando. He says, we're fast approaching the time when Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa actually has some leverage in his contract talks, but will he use it? It remains to be seen. But based on Mike McDaniel's comments at the league meeting here Monday today, it doesn't sound like the Dolphins are expecting an acrimonious negotiation. The cheapest way for players under contract who feel like it's time for a new deal to get that point across is to skip all or parts of the voluntary offseason program, which for the Dolphins begins with workouts in 3 weeks. Since it's voluntary, players can withhold their services and protest without getting fined. The Dolphins are used to this negotiating tactic. Connor Williams used it just last year before returning to the team for the start of training camp. But it would be far more disruptive to a Dolphins offense looking to take the next step for their quarterback to go missing for a couple of months than an offensive lineman, which is why a boycott by Tua this spring could actually have some impact on the pace and seriousness of negotiations. And yet, McDaniel did not seem overly concerned that Tua will go missing this spring. And we talked about what he said. With intentionality, I try to keep myself as head of coaching, McDaniel said. Contracts and contract negotiations, those things take time. You know, I do expect Tua to be at OTAs, only because you know my working relationship with Tua. And for 2 years, I've watched Tua gain some unbelievable residuals towards the season in that process. It's part of the reason Tua is who he is, because he's always learning, never staying the same, and always working on his craft. And I know, you know, the one thing he likes to do now in his life, besides be a kick-ass dad to his two children, Ace and Maisie, is play football with his teammates. So that's what I expect. I don't put too much thought beyond that. I understand the business, but I also understand my job with Tua is to make sure that his football is continuing to evolve and the best days are in front of them, which are both our goals. And Beasley points out, too, is in the final year of his rookie contract, set to make $23.2 million in base salary on the fifth-year option. Spotrac estimates Tua's market value for an extension is 6 years, $303 million, which is $50.4 million annually, which would make him the fifth highest-paid player in the NFL. I am surprised that there has been nothing done yet. Not going to lie. I thought a contract would have been signed, sealed, and delivered weeks ago. It's not. It makes me a little curious. Only because you kind of saw with Christian Wilkins, they kind of slow played it, and it seemed like, yeah, we had kind of resigned ourselves that he's leaving. And Barry Jackson pointed out again today, because I don't know if you saw, but the Shaq Barrett numbers were released today.
Yeah.
And Barry Jackson pointed out, he's like, curious to me that they didn't just give Andrew Van Ginkle another million. And I kind of extrapolate that. I go, well, obviously, as good as we thought Van Ginkle was and how much he was loved, and like, they could have kept him.
They didn't value.
They easily could have kept him. And they obviously didn't value him the way that they did.
Yeah.
So I wonder if there's more to this whole thing, or just the enormity of the contract, the complexities of it, that it just takes a while to get it done.
Right. But I mean, shouldn't this be priority number one?
Well, yes and no. Yes, it's priority number one. I think if you are 100% certain that this is your guy and you want him to be the quarterback for the next 5-6 years. But if there's, I don't know, some doubt there, it makes it less a priority. So I don't know. I'm just kind of extrapolating it. What we've seen in other quarterbacks, and the contracts are done, and I don't know. They're just a little bit curious to me. But, you know, McDaniel, like, he went through pains today to say, I'm not part of the contract negotiation. Like, I don't know. The whole thing is just a slightly interesting to me, because but this is the way McDaniel talks, because it would have been so easy to say, I'm expecting him to be there because he is our quarterback for the next 10 years. And we're certain to get a deal done. But he doesn't really talk that way. He never talks in definitives. It's always in roundabouts. So, you know, it just is interesting to me. But Adam Beasley points out, hey, if you see that he does skip OTAs, then you know. Because he's been a very good team player. Christian Wilkins was a good team player. But if he would skip OTAs, then your alarm bells have to go off.
That's the message right there. Hey, clearly the Dolphins and Tua's camp are not on the same page with where he should be making money.
Right. And listen, $23 million a year is nothing to sneeze at. But that ain't $50 million a year.
Nope. No, I mean, 23.
And you can understand Tua and his representation going, wait a second, you know, we did everything. Stayed healthy for all 17 games, started all 17 games, put up record numbers. What more do you need to see? Like, hand him the big giant contract.
$23 million is a lot less than Baker Mayfield is making
for
the next 3 years. And if I'm Tua and that's what the Dolphins are trying to sign me to, I wouldn't show up to OTAs either. Right?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, OTA, like Beasley points out, I mean, you're not going to get fined for it, and it is voluntary, so it's not like missing training camp. Very interesting to see where this thing heads. It really is. It's curious to me, a little bit curious, that it's March 25th and there's nothing done yet.
I mean, they could be slow playing it just because they want to get through the draft, and, you know, technically X isn't even off the books yet. I mean, there's a lot still here, Hawk, where they could maneuver Tua's contract and backload it so that they can have more financial opportunities coming up before this season. Like, there's still reason for them to not be in any hurry to get the deal done, but I'm with you. I mean, OTAs are coming up. You want your quarterback. If you're the Dolphins, and everything they've been telling us, Greer and McDaniel, outside of today, were that they feel like he's their long-term answer at the position, and they want to have him here long-term. With everything they've been saying, you would feel like this would be priority number one, and they'd put everything together to come and make this deal happen so that there's no questions going into the draft. There's not this looming situation hanging over Miami after OTAs and the NFL draft comes.
Be interesting to watch. I still think that it gets done, but again, I thought it would have been done a month ago. So I still think it gets done, but it's certainly interesting to watch. I had a bunch of people over the weekend try Crowder powder. You know, I bought a whole bunch of Crowder powders at the Panthers game when Crowder was with me last Thursday.
In cash.
I gave him cash. And I have to tell you, the results have been unanimous. People love it. We were talking about cheesesteaks before and putting ketchup on.
Yeah.
Crowder powder, sprinkle that on the cheesesteak or even fries. Gives it a little kick. But the Crowder powder, I gave it to my electrician, Justin. He sent me some pork chops. Nice picture. And it looked good. And he said, two big thumbs up. He said, it's excellent. Gave it to my contractor, Frank. And he made grilled chicken with it. Said he was using it again the next night. Oh, I gave one to the guy from Celsius, who's in the suite next to us at the Amerant Bank Arena. And he sent me a picture grilling over the weekend, and he said they used it the next night. So that's just a little unsolicited, unpaid endorsement for Crowder powder, Channing seasoning line. That's my autographed Crowder powder.
Wow.
If you're watching on video.
Yeah, that's a relic right there, man.
I don't know if relic is the right word.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what it means, but I dropped it in anyways.
But it's available at crowderpowder.com if you want to order it online. The only reason I bring it up is because he's off today and they've got spring break activities all week, him with his kids, and I know that they have to fill the orders themselves. So the more orders there are, he and Asia, they have to stay up late and send out all the orders. So if you're thinking about ordering it, I would do it today because it'd be funny if while they're trying to have some family time, the orders just start dinging in.
So Crowder sitting at home packaging boxes? Is that what you're telling
me? They're sending them out. Like, they don't have a fulfillment company. Like, they're literally sending them out. I have to look at this website on my phone. It's crowderpowder.com. Because I've looked at it on the computer. I just wonder, is it mobile friendly?
Right.
Let's see.
No, it happens to be very, very good, by the way. Because I had tried it, and I was going to say it was good anyways. But I was telling Crowder, no joke. Bro, I made chicken.
It really is good.
On the barbecue with this stuff, and it happened to be really, really good.
Yeah, website looks like it's mobile friendly. Let's see here. I mean, like, how does he know that you need to accept cookies? Like, how did he know to put that on the website?
Trust me, he did not. He doesn't know. He I'm sure paid somebody a nice little penny to get this done.
Oh, they have the Crowder Powder collectible cup available now.
Yeah.
Only $3. That's got to be more popular, I think, 10 years from now than the Flanagan's Cup.
That's what I want to get signed right there, my Crowder Powder collectible cup.
Cup? Well, it's all available there if you want the seasoning, and I highly recommend it.
Right on the side of that cup, it, of course, says, can't beat my meat.
No, it doesn't, does it? Hold on.
Go ahead. Just swipe a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. You know, I glanced at it, and I thought it said, can't beat the heat.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought it was like, hey, it's a little spicy.
Right.
Can't beat my meat.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah. Well, that's $3. I mean, I love the seasoning. I really do. I wish I had something to sell like that because it's fun. Crowderpowder.com. Anyway, 4 o'clock hour is coming up here on the Hockman and Crowder Powder Show, or as we like to affectionately call him, Seasoning A. Smith. Such a great nickname.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I'm thinking about downloading this TikTok.
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.